This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the very first day of April. First quarter of this year is gone, 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 gone. Hump Day, Wednesday, April 1st, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, last night in Arizona, the Detroit Tigers started off with a great game. Casey Mize, one run through six innings, left the game 5-1 lead in the sixth inning. 1-2-3 in the seventh, 1-2-3 in the seventh. Going into the eighth, the Tigers went out. I think they got a base hit, but basically didn't score. Going into the bottom of the eighth with the bullpen. And the bullpen lost the game for Casey Mize. Awesome pitching, I believe 9-10 strikeouts, gave up one run over six innings. Phenomenal pitching job. Bullpen comes in, supposed to shut it down. They gave up six runs in the bottom of the eighth. And the main closer, the new guy that we brought in, the most saves in Major League Baseball right now among active pitchers, Jansen. And basically gave a rookie first Major League debut game, hit his second home run of the game to put up the Diamondbacks 7-5, and just basically gave the game away. Top of the ninth, Tigers went out 1-2-3 with their former pitcher Sewald, who used to be part of the Tigers. Well, he came back with a vengeance. Trade me, I'll show you. Struck out the side. Well, today, thank God, this game is going to be at 3:40 this afternoon. Tarek Skubal can stop the bleeding. Hopefully, he'll have a great game, and the Tigers will come home to their opening day weekend on Friday. Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock game against St. Louis Cardinals. Sold out. No tickets available for opening day in Detroit. 1 o'clock game. Pitchers will be pitching. and Sunday Night Baseball on NBC Peacock. Justin Verlander will be back, national TV crowd watching as he's back pitching at Comerica Park for the first time in years. So, excited about the Tigers coming home. Ended up 500 on the road. Hopefully after the victory today, they'll be 3-3, heading back home for opening day on Friday. And again, so excited. After Easter Sunday, go to church, spend time with family. It's a night game. The night game starts at 7:20 on Sunday night. It's going to be fun. Megan from the Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. In the next segment, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way to get baby.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this hump day Wednesday, as usual, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. Joining us instead of Dr. Jeff this morning is Megan from Dr. Jeff's office. going to talk a little bit about preventative health care for our animals. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. It was kind of interesting because I wasn't sure about Jeff. I didn't hear from him, so he must be having a good time wherever the heck that guy is.
He's enjoying his spring break with his family, yes.
There you go. There you go. Megan, you've been with Dr. Jeff a while. You've basically seen all aspects of the animal hospital. One thing that Dr. Jeff and I always talk about is taking care of the animals. You know, it's springtime, flea and tick season. There's all kinds of things that we should be doing for our animals, especially as today being April 1st. Hopefully, God willing, no more snow. I hear you guys might get some more. But
I think we're going to get hit tomorrow, but yeah.
Tomorrow, okay. Well, we're looking at brown grass and no leaves on the trees, but no snow on the ground. So hopefully we'll send it to you.
I appreciate that.
What is top of mind for you this morning there, everybody at the animal hospital? What are you guys busy doing, setting up appointments? What are you guys advising people to do?
Yeah, so like you said, April, springtime, you're fortunate enough to have the grass where the skunks and the deer and the foxes are all kind of waking up and moving. Well, with that, you have your ticks and your fleas. Mosquitoes, we still maybe have another month or so, but they're all starting to kind of wake up. And those are our three carriers that have the diseases that can get transferred to our pets that we can prevent against. You know, fleas, you know, have an intestinal parasite factor. The ticks have, you know, the Lyme disease and the, you know, zoonotic, which is transfer to humans option. And then with the mosquitoes, you have your heartworm risk. So we're really pushing our, you know, monthly or 3 month preventatives that just help keep them at bay.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned is transferable to humans. What is the percentage? How often do the animals get infected and then pass it on to the humans? And how do they actually do that?
So I wouldn't say passable from, like, if your dog got bit by a tick, your dog won't bite you to then pass on that that disease. It's more the tick themselves are the zoonotic carrier. So if your dog is not prevented, goes out to the, you know, to the bathroom or whatever, picks up a tick, brings it into the house, it can then attach to you.
Ah, okay. So you're sitting on the couch with your buddy blanket down and the bud's got his head on your knee, and somehow the tick actually transfers to the human. Yes. And that's where the potential is.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And same if you were to go out hiking or go out into the, you know, out in the wood pile or whatever, you could pick it up that way too, but your animal is kind of that transport, if that makes sense.
Possible carrier.
Yeah, so it's more them being prevented too, because if that tick were to bite, it infects those tick-borne diseases, which then can make your animal very sick.
Now, let me ask you this question. Everybody has a preference, and there's all kinds of products out there.
Yes, there's
so many. Do you guys recommend the pill? Do you recommend the topicals? Do you recommend the shots? What's the best way and the best product for the listeners to use?
So I think that's a great, it's going to be a conversation with you and your veterinarian. What works best for you? Does your pet live in town, only goes outside to go potty, you know, very limited? Or does your dog go out hunting with you? And you're out there every day, and there's a higher risk of picking up those, you know, those critters.
Sure.
The mosquito, you know, they can come inside the house. They can come everywhere. But it's just kind of, if you have a higher risk pet, maybe that, you know, a 3 month pill would be best. The injection you know, again, if it's a higher risk, you're outside all the time, and it's just, and it's a simple factor too, where you don't have to remember to do it every month. The topicals are usually monthly, so it's something where if you are treating for the 6 months or year round, and it can get washed off. So there's just this, what works best for you and your pet. But that's all wonderful, you know, a conversation to have of what works best for me and Fluffy, and, you know, they can kind of set you up with that.
Right. Now, one thing that I have used is the topicals, but like you say, depending on whether, you know, he's going to get bathed a lot, whether it's raining and he goes outside, actually, maybe it's better to be in pill form. That way it's directly into the bloodstream. Would that be somewhat a better, in your opinion, a better solution?
Not necessarily. So with a topical, you have to wait, I think it's like 24 to 48 hours before you can bathe, but you can bathe. The medication will then start to kind of dissipate at the end of the month, you know, 28 days or things like that, to where you have to then reapply. But additional baths outside in the mud puddle, that is, it should not affect his or her potency with that. But the pills now, they've made where you could give one pill and it would last for 3 months. So somebody like myself, where I forget a lot, when did I give that pill? It kind of has that longevity of, oh, I'm still good for another month. I, you know, mark it on my calendar for, you know, July 1st rather than doing it every month.
Right. So April 1st, July 1st, you've got a quarterly thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Now, in addition to flea and ticks right now, mosquitoes that are coming,
yes.
Is there any other things that we should be aware of?
Oh, so I guess with these all, the preventatives, yes, we focus on the ticks and the mosquitoes and the fleas. The ticks and mosquitoes, I guess because your dog is going to be going outside more, right? More walks. You are enjoying the sunshine. We have that no more snow celebration. Yeah. Other animals are also out. So your intestinal parasites, which are included in our monthly preventatives, dog goes outside, steps in another dog's fecal matter that might be contained with hookworms or tapeworms or roundworms. So it's just, then they lick their paws. Now they've ingested themselves. So it's just something where, you know, have your fecal, your pet's fecal, checked, you know, maybe once a month or every 6 months, just to make sure they are still not getting reinfested by anything.
Right, right, right. Now, one thing that I know Dr. Jeff has talked about in the past, hookworm and heartworms. How devastating are they on the animals, and why do people have to be really on top of those?
Yeah, so heartworm is definitely major. You know, it's a fatal disease. If they get heartworm, it's very severe, and they're very hard to treat. They're very difficult. You have to inject them, you know, over a longevity of time, where it's just, if you can give them that 1 month, you know, treatment to prevent it, it's easier than having to treat it once they have it. The hookworm, that's more of your intestinal parasite, along with the tapeworm and the roundworm, where they feed off, you know, your animal. So your pet isn't getting the proper nutrients it needs because something else is taking it away.
Got it. Got it.
That makes sense.
I got a text message from one of our listeners. They live out in the boonies, and they said it's very difficult for them to be able to drive. You know, they say their vet's like 2 hours away.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Is there anything that they can get online or over the counter that would contain all three, flea, tick, and mosquito? Is there something over the counter they can purchase, or even be able to purchase online, or perhaps from you guys there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Yeah, so the only thing is that we want to make sure that we have a negative heartworm and tick blood test first.
Okay.
So having your pet be up to date on their, we call it a 4DX type of a test before you treat, just as a safety precaution. Once that test comes back negative, then we can kind of set it up longevity. You know, you can get a year supply to where you have it.
Got
it. Over the counter, I believe you have to have a doctor-patient relationship, so we have to be able to at least see the pet. But then you can order in bulk, if that helps them. To buy something over the counter for all three, Simparica Trio is something that we have here at the clinic that just, I want to say, as long as the 4DX is negative.
Sure.
But then to at least have, if you can make a appointment with your vet, have them be seen and just go, okay, I need to buy a year's worth. So then that way we're, you know, we don't keep come seeing you every month or every 3 months.
Right. Got it. And what was the name of that one again? The Trio one?
Simparica Trio?
Simparica Trio.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Last question. If we end up going out into the woods, they're going, the text messages, they're going mushroom hunting here,
yes,
you know, when it kicks in, right? Wet as everything is in the wood piles. What should we do as far as returning from those environments? Is there anything that you recommend doing? Maybe if they've been exposed, how do you go through the fur? Do you recommend maybe a bath? Well, what do you recommend?
So they're very hardy. So you can get a very fine tooth flea or tick comb. It's got very fine bristles. And then just putting your hands on them, checking the face, the neck. They really like the armpits and the inguinal, or by the back legs, the hips area.
Sure.
They like to kind of crawl up in there. Just checking them over. If you can at least get them on the preventative, they won't bite. So a medication, you might still find ticks on your animal, but they won't bite, if that makes sense. So even if you find one crawling around, you take it off, you pick it off, and the pet is still protected. I wish it was more of a bubble that they just don't even go on them at all, but
right.
Checking them over, checking yourself. You know, you can spray yourself with sprays. I don't recommend spraying the animal because they can lick it and ingest it. But at least brushing them out. If you have the lovely animals that have the thicker coats, the longer hair, just be diligent of just checking them before
going in the house. Right.
Yeah.
And I always advise people to wear long pants.
Yes.
And wear the higher boots, the waterproof boots, because that way they can't crawl up your leg.
Yes, yep. Get in between your toes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, I'm going to give out the phone number, Sioux Animal Hospital. If you guys have any questions for Megan, Dr. Caitlin, or Dr. Jeff, give them a call, 906-635-5910. Again, up in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. For you folks listening downstate, definitely worth the drive. And they have a hotel right next door. So, all right, Megan, thank you so much for subbing in for Dr. Jeff. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much.
Finally, our news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. A popular Democrat running for the U.S. Senate in Michigan is taking fire for suggesting that he shouldn't take a public position on the death of the Iranian Supreme Leader Khomeini because people in Dearborn are, quote, sad. Abdul El-Sayed was recorded making the comment in a staff meeting. El-Sayed went on to say that he would go straight straight to pedophilia accusations against the president if pressed by reporters. Republicans were quick to point out that it's another example of how extreme Democrats have become. The Michigan Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, is calling on Governor Gretchen Whitmer to opt Michigan into a new federal program he says could help improve student literacy. The Education Freedom Tax Credit Program is a federal initiative that allows people to donate to student education and receive a tax break of up to $1,700. Hall said